Nah, man, no. Nope. We're not having it. So apparently, no. Warner Brothers have decided to reboot Supes, Superman. And not just any Supes, a black Supes. Black, like they legit want to change, they want to turn Supes to a black man and make a movie about him being black. Yo, there are so many reasons why this thing is bullshit. You feel me? So many reasons why this is some fucking bullshit. That's just God Almighty. Because how the fuck did you wake up one morning? So this is a question to JJ Abrams and everybody at Warner Brothers. How the fuck are you going to wake up one morning and then you just fucking decide to turn a white character black? And not just any fucking character at that. We're talking fucking Supes here, Superman. Talking about Man of Steel. Talking about Man of Tomorrow. Talking about the great one, the OG himself, the literal first superhero. You just want to done. You want to make him black, white. Because Marvel, they did the exact same shit with Spider-Man, Miles Morales, both the animated movie and the video game. And that was successful. But now this is what Marvel did. That makes total sense, total complete sense. Marvel, yeah, obviously, you know, in comics now, generally, there are multiple versions of characters. Like, extremely multiple. You can see, for example, now, the normal Batman we know is normally Batman. Then in another universe, Batman could be Supes. In another universe, Batman could be gay. Some shit like that. Do you get multiple versions? Henceforth, multiverse. That's where the idea of the multiverse comes in. So now, Marvel, they did this in such a brilliant way with this movie, Into the Spider-Verse. I'm pretty sure, like, we've all seen that movie, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And it was through that they got to introduce the character Miles Morales to the mainstream audience. And boom, the thing went over well. Like, it went so good to the point that they were like, nah, we have to make a video game about this dude. So they even doubled down and made him, Miles Morales, put that character into a sequel for the Spider-Man PS4 game that came out in 2018. So that's how much they did it. Like I said, yeah, it's not like they just decided to change his skin, just swap his skin to a black one. Nah, they used the multiverse. And multiverse, like I said, multiple versions of characters. So therefore, in one fucking universe, yeah, there's Miles Morales, he's black. In that universe, Peter Parker is dead, he's fucking dead. And then boom, Miles somehow got the powers, and then he decided to help and continue Spidey's legacy, the one that died in that universe. Henceforth, he became the new Spider-Man. Now, DC, this is the problem I have with DC. Do you know the funny thing? I have zero problems with DC. All the problems I have is with Warner Brothers, honestly. And it's just so unfortunate here that Warner Brothers, they happen to own the rights to DC. Get, and that's where the unfortunate situation stems from, for real. Like, now personally, if you asked me, UT, which do you prefer, Marvel or DC? I feel like at this point, those who know me personally, like, there's no point asking me this question. There's literally no point. Why? Because my answer is forever going to remain the same. It's fucking DC. Are you whining me? Come on now. Come on, DC all the way, DC till I die, honestly. Why do you love DC so much? Okay, first, number one, their movies are not a joke. Number two, the power set, the power scaling just blows my fucking mind. The power scale, when I see, I know Marvel, yeah, the Marvel fans, you people think you have characters, you think your characters are powerful at the end, eh? Oh yeah, now, come to DC. Just see niggas, I'll fuck you up. See niggas, I'll fuck you up proper. And when I see niggas, I mean just one. Literally just one nigga can fuck any major superhero from Marvel up. Call anybody, bring your best. Bring your best, bring Thor, bring Hulk, bring Captain Marvel, bring Quicksilver, bring anybody. Bring anybody. Guess who the fuck is going to beat them? Superman. Why? Because Superman, that's what he does. Are you mad? The first superhero that inspired the next generation. And now you say you just want to turn my guy black. Why? For what reason? Who the fuck asked for it? Don't mind. Who the fuck asked for a black Supes? We do not condone that. If you're a DC fan and you like what they're about to do with Supes, I swear to God almighty, I'll punch up to Barry Allen, I'll run back in time and I'll fucking flush you. And by flush you, I mean before your parents conceive you. I'll probably go back in time, chop off your pops's dick and then just throw it in the fucking toilet and then I'll flush you. Because we can't be kidding like that. Why the fuck would Warner Brothers just wake up one morning and decide to do something so random? For what purpose? Who the fuck asked for this shit, please? Who? I know for a fact. You show me that, so you know be me who asked for this too. The same way you show me that, we none of my guys, we didn't want to ask for this thing. So who planted this seed? Who incepted this idea into JJ Abrams? I hate the way, yo, I hate the way all these fucking companies now, this corporate multi-billion dollar fucking companies always try to insert identity politics and agendas into their movies, into shit we grew up with. Back in the day, all you had to do was literally buy a fucking comic book, sit down, watch cartoon, watch an episode, and then just enjoy yourself, get lost, escape reality from it, just catch your fucking cruise with this shit, you get. But now it's not really fucked up how everybody that now is in this opportunity, this hashtag woke culture era that we're in, where everybody's just a former guy, boss, I too know. Now I too know go kill on all of them, fucking bastards. And now, boom, that's what they're trying to do. A black Superman story has never been explored before. First off, shut the fuck up. When I first heard that they were going to do a black Superman movie, first off, I was offended. I was offended as fuck. I'm not even going to lie, because why, nobody asked for it. And then, number two, the manner at which they fucking announced this shit. Guess what? Henry Cavill, Lord Cavill, the nigga that played Supes in the fucking movies, Man of Steel, BVS, and then there's New Justice League, yeah? Guess what? Was it 2, 3, 4 days ago or something? Let me bust your head. The announcement of DC making a new Black Superman movie. Guess when they dropped that news? They dropped it on his fucking birthday. They dropped it on Henry Cavill's birthday. If that wasn't a huge fuck you in the face, I don't even know what it is. Because trust me, I'm this type of person, I like to prove people wrong a lot, do you get? So I just bite people. And then when I prove them wrong, like I'm a huge fan of saying fuck you to critics, to doubters, to haters, whatever. Like I'm just a huge fan. I love proving people wrong, do you get? And this is what Warner Brothers did to Henry. They dropped the fucking news, the announcement that they're looking for a new black Superman on the current Superman's birthday. Imagine on your birthday, you fucking wake up one morning and guess what? You find out through social media that you're fired. Can you just imagine? See the cruiser trying to put everybody on. Look, I could go on with this topic forever, but I don't want to rant on here for too long. I've decided as of this moment, my podcast will be 10 minutes or less due to the current issue of attention span of our children that they are having now in today's society. So yeah, 10 minutes or less. I'm trying to keep this shit to a minimum. So I'm going to complete this conversation in a few episodes. In short, no worry. I think I'm going to make this topic an exception. I'm just going to take my time. One day I'll take my time and I'm going to go deep on this shit. Give you guys all the facts, everything that's fucking happened and led up to this very moment. So till then, don't worry, I'm still here. Still the bad boy. Hashtag BBTV, hashtag BB Lifestyle, hashtag Babino, hashtag Mr. Chrome Dome Shooter. I'm out this bitch. Peace.